What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela.
Which is just a very extra way of saying...
A podcast!
I'm Diosa FM.
And I am Mala Muñoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to another capítulo of Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
You're tuning into capítulo 157.
Last time on Locatora Radio, we talked about the fact that there is absolutely no good food anywhere in Los Angeles. Go back and listen to that episode where we discuss how we subsist off of LA River runoff and pieces of gravel we harvest from the inside of potholes. Tune in. It's a good one.
Let us know what you think if you haven't listened to that one yet. Also, leave us a review of Locatora Radio on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, follow wherever you listen, and share with a friend. Share with your primas.
Make sure you follow us across socials. We are at Locatora_radio on all platforms. Find us on TikTok and YouTube.
You can also visit our website, locatoraradio.com, and subscribe to our newsletter, Besitos.
Today on Locatora Radio, we have a very fun episode, a really cool interview. We are joined by actor Jessica Marie Garcia.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
So good. How are you?
Doing so well. So excited to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us today and taking the time.
Oh my God, no. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, you've been one of our dream guests for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we've had you on our lists and our vision boards
for like 2 years now.
No. Yeah. But really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God, that humbles me to the core.
It's so exciting.
But also, I'm like, I have to live up to this. What can I do? What can I say?
Oh, don't worry. We're gonna get into all the things that make us so excited to talk about you: the projects, the baby, the eyebrows. You know, everything. We're gonna get to the eyebrows, girl. Don't you worry.
Oh my God, this is the best podcast already.
Hell yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. You heard that, listeners.
Well, I was just checking out your gatekeeping one, and I really enjoyed it. Learned a lot, actually.
thank you for tuning in to that episode. Did you have any thoughts that you wanted to share?
Well, I was just like, I hadn't realized how it's true. People really do use that word so often and have really no idea what that means, especially in like the social media platform. And so I'm happy that you have a platform where you can share that kind of knowledge for others, because it's really, really important. Language is so important.
Absolutely. I mean, I would be curious to know if in your work as an actor, if you've seen your own behind the scenes gatekeeping in the industry.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm sure.
Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah, whatever you're able to share.
But that's a really, really good question. And yes, we should come back to it, because I have to really think about
think
that.
About
just
it.
Because it is such a nuanced thing. But yeah, absolutely. In different departments too. I think every union and every department has their own kind of world, and it all comes together like a puzzle to really get a show or a movie or anything made. So they all have their inner gatekeeping, I'm sure. So if you asked any department, I think you'd get a different answer.
That's real.
Truly. So recently, Jessica, Deadline put out an article announcing that you're going to be joining the cast of Lopez versus Lopez.
Yes, I did. We shot one episode so far. I'm hoping to do more. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But yes.
How exciting.
Congrats.
Tell us more about your role in this episode of Lopez versus Lopez.
So I'm one of three primos, and my name is Jessica, so far-fetched. But whenever I hear my name pronounced like that, I know I'm in trouble. So I was on edge the whole week. But no, she is an influencer, and she's pretty much the stereotypical Zillennial influencer who's just all about her followers, and that's just kind of the worth, her idea for worth. So you kind of see her at her highest and her lowest in a very small span of time.
Love that. What does it feel like to be working opposite George Lopez, Mayan Lopez? Harvey Guillen was also mentioned as joining the cast of Lopez versus Lopez in this article. Chelsea Rendon, working with these folks, what was that like for you?
Well, surreal, because a lot of them are my friends, first and foremost. I've known Harvey. Harvey was in my first ever project called Huge on ABC Family in 2010. So that was my first real anything. And he was my ride or die. There was a lot of things that were awry working that first job. And I did not feel my worth at all. And he stood up for me so much. And I love him to this day for that. And to be able to work with him again is such an awesome full circle moment. But I'm also so proud of him and everything that he's achieving, him and everybody, Chelsea too, and mine. It's unbelievable. So, but the big one, George, right? That was a little too much for me. And I was trying to tell my husband and my mom about it, because growing up, I think I saw George Lopez on TV more than I ever saw my real father.
Mm.
And my dad's Mexican, my mom's Cuban. So the George Lopez show was real close to home.
Damn.
Too close to home. So that was the first time I saw really our whole family represented in that way. So being on set with him was bizarre, because I was wow, girl, you did that. I remember being that little girl in Orlando that's turning the TV screen. That's how we watch TV when Eve watched TV, and I'm watching that show and dreaming of maybe not even thinking at that point that I could get to that that light, but dreaming about it. And then being able to be sitting next to him in a table read was wow. Okay.
That's incredible.
I was patting myself on the back a little bit. I won't lie to you. Silently, girl, you did this.
As you should.
It's so hard for this.
Yeah, as you should. You know, I love that you mentioned that exchange or that encouragement that Harvey Guillen gave you when you were first working together. And I feel like, at least for me, as a viewer, as a fan, as someone that's watched your work on my block, there is also this renaissance of these Latinx, Latino actors that have kind of come up at the same time, even though they had been in the industry for years, but had kind of reached that point around the same time. So can you talk more about, like, do you feel like it's a supportive network of Latino, Latinx actors that are your peers? Like, what's that experience like working with all these, like, amazing, incredible actors?
You know, I gotta say that in such a small period of time, it's felt like a 180. I feel like when I first started in the industry, there were so few of us that were trying to, like, make it. There was a few that were already established, right? Like, you know, there was no touching them. But the small roles that were, like, very supporting, like, that was one in a million. And you would see the same faces. So I think that for the beginning of my career, it was all like, oh, man, okay, well, if she's here, then I'm probably not going to get it. Or is she working? Okay, because maybe they'll see me again if I think she got a job, you know? So, it was never like a vicious thing. It was just like, oh man, they're only going to pick one of us. Mm. And now to be in a place where you don't only have to have one Latina on a show, you know, I mean, we're not to the place where that happens often, but you know, it's happening more than it used to, that you don't feel like you're one in a million anymore. Like you're not just the other on every white show. And because of that, I feel like it's so much easier to support everyone in a genuine sense. Because you're literally like, oh man, I gotta eat. I really hope I can work, you know?
Right.
But now it's like, not only are we getting jobs, but we're opening opportunities for each other. And I think that's what's growing so much in our community, is that we're actually helping each other out now. Like I think before we were just like scrounging and fighting for scraps. And now we're like, you know, we're building that table for ourselves in this.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
That's huge. So important. And it seems like another example of that happening. You have more work coming out, Illegally Brown, co-starring Annie Gonzalez. The trailer has right, and the trailer's come out, and it's premiering in the San Diego Film Festival March 17th and 18th. Can you tell us about that project and how that came to be?
Well, it was such a kinsmit, like, beautiful journey how that happened. When I first met Annie, she had just got cast in Hentified. I'm not even sure if they, like, officially started shooting or anything, and we were at a Hispanicize event. And she came up to me, and I could see on her face what I was walking up to anyone else that was already on Netflix before me. Like, are you going to be cool? I really hope you're cool. Like, I'm a fan of the show, like, but I'm also going to be on your show. How are you going to feel? And I could see that on her face. And I was like, girl, come over here. Like, come on. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, and it was such a, like, love at first sight moment. We have so much in common. We're both, like, only children. We both have wanted to do this our whole lives. Like, we're both Chicanas. We both don't speak Spanish very well. You know, a lot of similarities. And we're both, you know, high ball of energy. So working together was just the most fun. It's the closest I've ever felt to, like, a scene partner on like, in a scene in a long time. And yeah, it was a beautiful experience. But how I got involved was Gabby reached out to me, Gabby Lugo, the director and the writer. And she kind of just, like, threw it to me, like, would you ever think about doing something like this? Like, I don't even know if we can pull it together, but it would only be 2 days. I know you just had a baby. Like, how do you feel? And I read the script and I was like, oh my God, I love this so much. It wasn't like I had to change too much about who I am organically, because Vanessa is, like, high energy, like, super fun and bubbly, also kind of, like, not the quote unquote what a Latina should be or shouldn't be. And I loved that about her. And I hadn't worked since I had the baby. And I was almost like, can I even do this anymore? Because acting is very much like a muscle. Like, you're like an athlete. If you don't work at it, you lose it. So I felt really out of practice. I was really scared. And then I called Annie right after I got off the phone with Gabby, not having any idea that Annie was involved. I called her because she had called me the day before. So when I called her, she answers the phone. Oh my God, are you going to play Vanessa? And wow. I was like, what? Oh, and she was like, I'm Luna. And it just, like, it was crazy. And it was the first time we were working together, but it didn't feel like it.
Wow. I want to ask you about motherhood, but before we get to that, I'm still curious to know more about the film itself. Like, can you tell us the plot? Like, I've seen the trailer, but for the listeners that haven't seen it yet and are interested in checking it out, like, tell us more about the film.
So basically, these two sisters get deported pretty much, like, in the middle of, like, a nightclub. And we find out not only do they get deported to Mexico, and neither one of them are, they're not Mexican. That's just, you know, how great our government is. They just don't care. So they get deported, and Vanessa is basically, without giving too much away, we get involved with terrorists and we have to save the day in order to possibly save our possibility of going back home to Los Angeles. So it's kind of a love story. It's also a superhero story. And it's so fun. And I really hope, like, something comes of it and we get to, like, make the full feature, because I love the idea. It's a really serious subject matter, don't get me wrong, but I feel like we find a humor in it, which our people have to do in order to survive, which we all know. So I feel like it's a fun movie, and we deserve that. We deserve that, like, Cheech and Chong moment, but from a couple Latinas, you know?
Totally.
Yeah, some laughs, some giggles, never right? hurt. So right? This was Illegally Brown, it sounds like, was your first project after your baby.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And your pregnancy announcement, well, you had a pregnancy announcement in People magazine. Like, People magazine covered your pregnancy. Like, that's a whole nother level. How did that feel? What was that like for you? How did they approach you? What was the process?
Well, I was with my publicist, and my publicist, they, you know, that's what they do, right? They go and reach out. It wasn't like People magazine was like, oh my God, Jessica Marie Garcia from On My Block, like, she's pregnant, we need to announce it. No, my publicist was like, oh, you know, she's pregnant, would you care to be the feature? And they were like, yeah, okay. it looks like a slow news day.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all. It was a beautiful shoot.
I love.
But that's, you know, that's just Patty. She is the best photographer ever, especially for your children. Like, she kept my baby asleep for the entire shoot. Like, I was like, she's okay, right? Like, she was just like sitting there, like, aww, stroking her. Aww. And like, she was just asleep throughout the entire shoot.
That's fabulous. I mean, congrats, like, you know, work after baby.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you feeling? Like, you mentioned this is your first project since having your baby. I imagine that navigating motherhood and like working, doing, having the type of job that you have, you know, having the type of career as an actor is a whole different type of navigating and trying to figure that out, balancing all of it. So tell us more about how you're balancing this new motherhood and also, you know, trying to grow as an artist.
Well, it's sweet that you think I'm balancing. Because that's still like something we're figuring out. Like, we just had a conversation today in this house with my mom, my husband and I, because all three of us are here too. I couldn't do it without my mom. That's how cute and I am. My mother lives with us.
Makes sense.
Yeah. We can relate.
We talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
Mom is coming with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need it. I don't know. Like, there, Kiki Palmer just released a video where she was like, I don't know how single parents do it or single guardians do it. And I honestly do not know. Like, I would have lost my mind. And then to think that there are people that have multiple children.
Right.
On purpose.
Planned.
To do that.
Yeah.
Is baffling to me right now. But she's starting to sleep through the night. So we're like, how did we do this? Like, did we unlock a key? Like, it's taken us a year to figure this out. But so yeah, it's been a lot. My husband's in the business too. He's a set dresser. So like, he was just working on a Masked Singer, and he would have to get up 3-4 in the morning, but usually he's up at like 2 in the morning with her, and then he'll let me sleep till like that 4 or 5 in the morning, and then we do the switch off, because she would not sleep unless she was on a person.
Oh,
it's like not gonna happen. But that's because, you know, I slept with her for nine months.
Right.
That's precious. Wait, so did you and your husband meet on the job?
We didn't. Neither one of us were like, he was catering. I was working at Outback Steakhouse as a server. Neither one of us were, we had dreams of this, but we were not successful at this point. So we've actually seen each other through it all.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow. Tell us, what's that like? Like, you know, you both have this dream, your respective dreams, and then you grow and you, it's in some way, reach them together. Like, what has that experience been like?
It's been wonderful. We've gone through so many ups and downs with this that it's amazing to be in a point where he doesn't have to take like a really crappy job that doesn't pay anything, where he's going to be doing so much manual labor, like, because now I'm in a position where he can be choosier about things like that. We didn't have that luxury before. So it's like new problems, but like some in better positions, you know, privileged problems, I'll call them. You know, it's getting to a better place. But yeah, it's beautiful. He's always so proud to be the guy that holds my purse at a red carpet, you know?
Fantastic.
Like, he's not the guy that's like, oh my God, I don't want to go to this. Like, he is always so excited for me and will be an uncomfortable, like, standing there talking to whoever, because he, you know, needs to be that supportive husband. Like, I'm really, really lucky.
That's fabulous. Congratulations.
I'm in the next room, so I'm like being really nice.
he can hear everything.
He's looking at me now. They're like, you better say nice things.
Jessica, you know, a lot of people are saying that you have the best eyebrows in Hollywood.
My God, who are these people?
Just a lot of people, just tons of people.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just like people all over. Just hordes of people, masses of people. So like, what do you agree or do you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. But you know what? I will own that, because I was ridiculed like my entire existence about these eyebrows.
Kids can be cruel, right? Like, children can be mean.
The worst. I mean, I grew up as an eyebrow, like, just a walking, talking, chubby eyebrow my entire existence. So I got made fun of a lot. And then in high school, I was like, oh, no eyebrows is the way to go.
Mm.
So for the longest time, like this like front part of my eyebrow was just gone. And I had like tiny thin sperms right above the arch of my brow, and that was it. And I had like, you know, a foundation that was like 12 sizes or 12 shades too light for me. Like it was, you know, it was a time. It was a time. Thank God social media did not exist. And then luckily, like I grew them out and they grew great.
Mm-hmm.
So now I still have to fight them wanting to hold hands in the middle. But people enjoy them now. And now that I work with makeup artists, you know, they help you out.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like watching you on My Block, I was just like, this girl's face, her eyebrows alone could win an Emmy.
The eyebrow was its own character, like yes. The eyebrow raise. And I love an eyebrow raise. I do an eyebrow raise. So I respect an eyebrow raise.
Yeah, you got a mean one.
Yes, there it is.
That's the one.
You know you're in trouble. That's yes. How, like, my mom never had to yell at me in public. It was just, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay.
Does your mom have the same eyebrows?
She does not, but she has the same arch.
Absolutely. Well, you're killing it. And I saw a tweet. I follow you on Twitter. I love your tweets.
Oh, thank you. I love yours too.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. And I wanted to ask, as a teen mom watcher, mm-hmm. did watching Teen Mom prepare you to become an adult mom?
A little bit.
Tell me about it. What did you learn from Teen Mom? How have you applied it in your parenting?
That I would never be on a reality show with my child. That's
real.
Number one.
That's huge these days.
Ooh, never. Not never. Not a YouTube channel. Not a, like, I still to this day, like, have issues with, like, posting about her. Like, I'll post something and then, like, you'll see, like, 20 minutes later it's gone. I'm like, oh, no, I can't. Like, it's just like, ugh. I want to because I want to show her off to the world, but also I want to shelter her from everybody. And then I also don't, you know, I know that I don't have her consent to anything and I don't, like, you know, some parents just post whatever. Yeah. I'm like, do you think your kid's going to, like, love to see this later in life? Or, you know, and there's just a lot of weirdos out there and I'm just about it. I'll go to jail.
Totally. I feel like I've seen a lot of mothers, like millennial moms, especially, that, like, very strategically post photos of their baby, like them holding their baby, and it's like the back of the baby's head, like they never show the face. And I've like been kind of observing that, and I feel like that's definitely a conversation that's happening. I'm not a mother, but in the mom circles at least, where it's like we're not showing our baby's faces yet because they're not consenting.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's to each their own, 100%. You
totally
know what I mean? It's whatever you're comfortable with, is, you know, what's right for your kid. Like, I'm not saying anything to people that are about posting a lot, because I still struggle with it. I still want to post with her. I've posted a few things and I'm like, well, she's a baby, but when she gets a little bit older, I don't know. Like, you know, it's a growing, I can't say how I feel about it because it changes every day depending, like, how adorable this picture or video is,
right,
and or this TikTok thread. And I'm like, oh, but is it worth that? You know, it's like such a struggle.
You're like, someone's got to see this. My baby is so cute.
Oh girl, my drafts are like gold. Are gold, but I just can't. So yeah, I go back and forth about it. But as far as Teen Mom, like their relationships, especially like their romantic relationships, like I knew it was like, oh, mm-hmm. like these men. I mean, well, they were children.
They were literal kids.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Jessica, just one time for the one time, can you give us a Bentley?
Oh, Bentley! Bentley!
Oh, no, my was also like, was Tyler. Tyler was
another one. Oh, my God, so good. No, who's the one with the mom that yells all the time and she had the boyfriend?
Oh, Janelle.
Yes, Janelle. What was the boyfriend that she had that her mom hated so much?
Kifa. Kifa smokes the reefa.
So good. Thank you for indulging me. I'm sorry, Dios, I had to.
Anytime.
It's totally fine.
TV. If you want to just talk about reality TV, I'm so down. You don't have to talk about me. I'm telling you, you really don't.
No, we definitely want to hear about you. Always.
Oh, we do want to hear about you. I'm going to have to invite you on to our other show, onto Marihuaneta Podcast for Potheads.
Yes.
Because I did see that tweet of yours.
I also saw that tweet, and I wanted to ask you about it.
Let's start. Let's start there.
Yeah. So we saw that you tweeted about your mother buying a Care Bear off of Etsy. Can you tell us more about that experience? What happened? What was the bear actually?
So the bear is definitely a stash jar for marijuana, really anything. And my mom was like, well, maybe it's like for kids to like put stuff in. And I go, it's glass. You're not giving a toddler a glass jar inside of a teddy bear, mom. She's like, oh, yeah. That's true. And it was like obviously doctored. It wasn't like Fisher Price was like fishing these out. Okay. Like it was glass. It was sewn in. It was, but it was amazing. But yeah, my mom buys things and does not understand where they're coming from, like anything. She's just sure. Like those scams that like get you, like my mom will give thousands of dollars to like a prince from whatever country. Like she will fall for that.
We talk about that all the time here. Like entre nos, like with our moms, we have to monitor what they're doing online and where they're shopping.
Yeah.
Because these websites are not legit and they're about to be buying everything.
Yeah, it's really scary.
She definitely bought in us like haunted dolls that would, like have like ceremoniously thrown in the trash, never spoken about again. Like I have a lot of questions for that woman.
Hilarious. Oh, we love a good gift from mom, no matter what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it'll be if I didn't have a child, I would keep it as like a stash jar, but it's too much like a child gift that I cannot have that in my home.
Right.
Valid. So you're a weed mom.
Oh yeah.
Love it. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And I mean, you know, are you smoking now? Are you waiting to smoke? Are you doing edibles? Like how is that working for you?
I'm still kind of figuring it out. It's a new thing. I breastfed for a really long time. I wanted to do that as long as I could. But my postpartum was getting to a place where I was like, I need a vessel. Mm-hmm. Like everything was taken from me. Like I couldn't eat what I wanted because I had gestational diabetes. I couldn't smoke, obviously. I wasn't a drinker anyway, but like that was gone. Like I didn't have an outlet, like a vice, if I could say, for the year and a half of being pregnant and then having her, that I was like, I need something. And my family and I, we had this conversation and they're like, we've kind of been wishing you started smoking again. I think you need it. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. And also, you know, therapy is great. But yeah, postpartum is a bitch. So I definitely wanted to kind of tiptoe back into it again. I can never do what I did before because I was fucking Willie Nelson I'm Willie Nelson and like Snoop Dogg. Like I'm at that, I could totally be at that level.
Hell yeah.
And now being a mom, I can't do that anymore, obviously. But it is a wonderful, like, if I have an afternoon with my girls, like that can happen. Like she goes to bed, I have two other people that can take care of her. You know what I mean? Not that like, that's just how other people feel. You can definitely smoke a joint and be 100% an amazing mother. Like,
yeah.
Relax. But I do have other people that, you know, see to her. If I'm on the ground, you know, how crazy weed can get.
It takes a village.
Yes, it absolutely does. But it also takes some plants as well.
Yes. No, 100%. I really appreciate you sharing and talking on the show about cannabis and motherhood, because I feel like there's still stigma around it. People are weird about it, you know, so thank you.
Oh, of course. I'm just like, you know, it was something that I was worried about. I was like, is this something I could ever talk about? Like, and I'm just like, I can't be not an authentic person. And I also don't think there's anything wrong with it. It helps a lot of people. I know a lot of people that would be on crazy, crazy batshit like medication if it wasn't for weed. Or like what I know the benefits of it so much that I couldn't not talk about it as if I were ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's really wrong that there are people that are still in prison for it. And I'm out here, you know, smoking merrily away. But
yeah,
that's a conversation for another day.
We'll talk abolition when we have you on Marihuanera. We'll discuss further.
But no, thank you. Actually, this is the first place I've ever spoken about it, honestly.
I love it.
We love that. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at Locatora, whether it be cannabis or just really lifestyle that women, the lives that women lead, right? You know, we try to destigmatize and shine different lights on what it is that we do because we're so multifaceted. So I appreciate you also sharing about your journey, like, through postpartum depression. I know that that's also, like, topic that is still barely being talked about by new mothers. And I think that I don't know how you feel about it, but do you think that there's been more strides, like, to support women or to support people that have just had babies and to talk about postpartum? And is there a support for new mothers or new parents in that way?
I think there is, but I think you kind of have to look for it. I found a lot of the support on social media, honestly, and on like TikTok. Because I swear, as soon as you say that you're pregnant, TikTok is just like pregnancy, pregnancy, pregnancy. But I feel like you kind of have to look for it, because a lot of mothers, I think, are terrified to talk about it because it'll make them look like they're less than a perfect mother. And that's so not the case. I thought too, I was so, you know, naive to think that, oh, I won't get postpartum. And if I do, it's fine. I'll get through it. It's not that, like, I feel like I've been depressed before. No, it's a whole other, I mean, your life completely changes once you have a child. Everything changes. And your body is going through such a different, like, so many changes. It takes up to 2 years to fully heal from even having a child. So it's in your mind, I can't even imagine how long that really can take. But it takes over your body. It takes over everything. And I found that on TikTok, I was finding a lot of parents and women that were expressing that depression, other than just the abundance of videos that are like, oh my God, my newborn sleeps through the night at 2 days old and is perfect. And, you know, but then even with saying that, I think it's a give and take, because you can also go down a really dark spiral on TikTok, which was another thing that happened once I said that I was pregnant. I got all these like super dark, like child loss videos, like everything that could go wrong in pregnancy. And that takes you down a whole other, which can really help trigger any kind of feelings that you're already having. So social media was like a gift and a curse. before the baby and after the baby, because then you Google everything.
Yeah.
Right.
I went to a Latina brunch the other day and I had brought it up because someone was asking me about the baby and I was like, oh yeah, but you know, postpartum's a bitch. And they were like, oh, you want to be real? I didn't like, it was like, oh, you don't want to just have this like, oh, my baby's beautiful. Here are pictures. Oh my God. She's walking at 3 months. It's amazing. But like, then you want to have that like, oh no, like I cry in the shower. Just, you know what I mean? Like you want to have like a real moment. Like you want to be like, and I loved being able to find that in our community too, in the industry as well. That kind of sisterhood. And I think it is going to change, but I think it's finding that courage to speak up about it.
Hell yeah.
The short answer to the very long-winded response.
Beautiful.
Hell yeah. And this is a really interesting insight, too, into like, okay, when our mothers were bringing us up, social media was not such a factor in their pregnancies or in, you know, raising us. But it has been for you. And I think that that's really interesting.
Yeah. How do you navigate, like you mentioned, like two very different sides of the coin, the positive of social media while pregnant and then the really sad, horrific stories. So now that you're, you know, a parent and your daughter's like over a year old, how are you navigating social media now?
I think with social media right now, I feel more control and but I also feel a responsibility to be the best advocate for my daughter. So it's like, you know, I don't like a lot of people posting about her. I made a mistake and I didn't tell anybody at her birthday party, like, oh, don't post anything. So people were posting. I was like, oh, well, it's done. But, you know, it's something that me and my husband are talking about like pretty regularly, like what we're okay with and what we're not moving forward.
So Jessica, this has been such like a lovely interview, a lovely conversation. Thank you so much for sharing everything that you have with us today. Where can our listeners follow you and watch your new work coming out and support?
Well, please follow me on all of the socials because I just told you how fun it is. on Instagram, I'm at Jess_M_Garcia. And then TikTok, I'm at Jess Marie with just an I, Garcia. Legally Brown, I don't know where we're going to be able to, because right now it's kind of doing the festival circuit. So hopefully it gets like bought and we can, you know, make the full film and hopefully that happens. But Lopez versus Lopez should be in like a month or so. I'm not 100% positive about that. And yeah.
That's so exciting.
Keep watching on my blog. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We know you're so busy and this has really been such a treat for us. We are such big fans of your work and have been wanting to get you on. So thank you again. And listeners, Locamores, go support her work. Follow.
Thank you. This was a pleasure.
Watch the trailer of Illegally Brown.
Share the trailer. And
please.
Yeah, follow. Leave a comment. Share with your cousins and everybody you know. Send this episode to everyone you've ever met. This has been another episode of Locatora Radio.
Besitos. Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Femme.
Take us to your network.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.